Rock and roll football
on Absolute Radio
with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson.
Here we go, here we go, here we go, 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 dance, and as with the Prince steps to it. Don't remember the something about football, went and threw it. What's going on? Oh, levels. Bear with us, we're going to leave this in. We've got a technical hitch.
It's a football yarn, I went and threw it or something.
How did I know? Because the crowd went, oh. Well, hello.
In response to the way that I was kicking it.
Smooth and individual.
Rhymes.
It was original. Like the Dr. Jekyll Man, and this is my hard side. I am the driver.
And you're on a rap ride.
So, fellas.
Yeah.
Are y'all with me?
Yeah.
Say, fellas.
Yeah.
Y'all with me?
Yeah.
That's right. It's Easter. And we celebrate Easter every year by singing Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince.
It's tradition, isn't it? It's always tradition.
That 1993 hit, which means it is 30 years old this year.
Oh, it's a sobering thought, isn't it?
Mm. I tell you what shakes the room is truth.
Yeah.
but happy Easter. Welcome to the show. Sorry for the slightly husky voice.
Yeah, you are. You've got a bit of a sore throat, aren't you?
I tell you what it is.
You've been in Glasgow. Too many fish suppers.
Well, I'm allergic to fish, but I've been having my neeps and daddies, laddie.
You had your neeps and yeah, it's the whiskey up there, isn't it?
Well, I'll tell you what it is. Sore. Is I went in a steam room yesterday.
Oh.
And even though that's meant to be good for you, actually, they don't agree with me. I like the physical sensation.
Yeah, yeah.
I think breathing in all that other people's sweat.
Oh, yeah.
I did an hour on the bike.
Oh, nice. Impressive.
Yeah.
I think that I like that you've earned the steam room. Sit back and relax.
Exactly.
So was you just in a towel in the steam room? Or?
My shorts.
Just wearing your swimming shorts. Yeah. Nice. Okay, yeah.
Well, gym shorts, you know.
Because some of those steam rooms at some gyms, they go fully naked, don't they?
Do they?
Yeah.
Steam,
yeah.
But you'd get stuck to the...
Well, people do it, you know.
Do they?
Yeah.
You sound like you've seen it or done it yourself. What are you getting up to?
I've never indulged, but I've been there in my swimming shorts and witnessed it.
Oh, it's just not. Don't do it. Yeah. Public nudity is not cool.
There's so many hot things in the steam room that you wouldn't want it, would you?
Burn it off.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, be like frying it. Why would you do that?
Yeah, no, you don't want to do that.
No, no, no. Well, anyway, happy Easter and, some good food chat on the show today.
Ah, good food. Human food and animal food.
We got food, animals, cream eggs, Easter, goals, VAR, and other stuff.
And picky foxes.
Picky foxes. Enjoy.
Brace yourselves. It's time for the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
Big goal in the Old Firm, Dyson.
It's a third goal for Celtic. Jota's scored it. They're now 3-1 up against Rangers in the huge Old Firm derby early kick-off this morning. Manchester United still beating Everton 2-0. Anthony Martial got the second after Scott McTominay scored in the first half.
Lots of other games today, and here to preview a red-hot day of Easter football. It's the red-hot... And actually, I called your jumper off-air rust-coloured.
It is rusty, yeah.
Fair to say, chocolatey, maybe?
Possibly, yeah. There's a hint of cocoa to it, isn't
there? There is a hint of cocoa to it. Sat here like an Easter egg.
Yes.
It's Matt Dyson.
And spring is in the air, as you say. The season of new beginnings, the blossom on the trees, the sunshine, the endless daffodils. When proud pied April, dressed in all his trim, hath put a spirit of youth in everything, to quote a Shakespeare sonnet. A fresh start, new hope, even when it comes to Frank Lampard at Chelsea. Yes, in a bizarre twist of fate, the man who they said was not good enough to run the club back in 2021 is back to run the club again in 2023. Until the end of the season, at least. He knows the club. There is blue blood in his veins. Also, he's probably only just finished spending the massive payoff that he got when he was sacked before in a revolving door at Stamford Bridge that somehow keeps throwing him back in. Poor old Potter had a hard time of it, though. Only a half-blood prince, not blue blood like Frankie.
Ooh.
Apparently, some of the players made childish Harry Potter quips about him, saying he wasn't up for the job, talking about playing Quidditch on the training pitch. How silly to constantly be looking for puns, purely because he shares the same surname with the fictional boy wizard. Anyway, the Potters now Expelliarmus by Todd Bowley's Dementors, and Frank is being thrown to the wolves in his first game back in charge. Leicester City, meanwhile, have no manager after Brendan Rodgers' departure.
Big goal in the Old Firm!
Oh, it's two. It's a second for Rangers.
And a second for Tavernier.
Tavernier, yeah.
Yeah, however you pronounce
cover
it.
Cover all bases. 3-2, 78 minutes gone.
Drama.
Game on in the Old Firm. Very exciting. So where was I? Yeah, Brendan Rodgers.
Yeah, Harry Potter.
He's not there anymore. So the first team coach, Adam Sadler, takes charge of the Foxes. Sadler, not Sandler. Although Adam Sandler probably might have done a better job than Rodgers, wouldn't he? The water boy could prove to be the big daddy, getting the players punch drunk on love, singing like they're at a wedding, playing with a smile on their face. So if they're happy, they'll do skill more. could be an
uncomfortable genius.
The Greek owners of Nottingham Forest have announced they're standing by Steve Cooper, meanwhile, for now at least, as their hunt for an elusive away win continues in form Aston Villa. Also, fifth place, sixth with Brighton travel to Tottenham Hotspur Stadium to taste the delights of the pints of lager that fill up from the bottom via a teat. But will Spurs continue to spill their round?
Oh, Dyson, you're a genius! And you were able to incorporate a Rangers goal and still hit the final.
Oh, they very nearly got an equaliser.
Wow.
This is exciting.
Isn't Easter great? God, I love it. Chocolate and football.
Oh,
what more do you want out of life?
More.
You a fan of Easter, Dyson?
Oh, I love Easter. Isn't it a lovely day outside as well, across the UK? Lovely spring-like day.
Lovely spring-like day. The world feels a more hopeful place.
It does, yeah.
Oh, my. Rangers on the verge of getting an equaliser. It's absolutely end-to-end carnage up in Glasgow. But obviously, the best thing about Easter is the food, hot cross buns.
Yes, had one for
chocolate.
Breakfast. Yeah, normal, traditional hot cross bun.
All right.
Yeah, not like all these wacky flavours they have now, you know.
Oh, right.
You know.
How do you mean?
Well, I mean, like...
You're starting to sound a little bit...
a bit breakfasty.
You're starting to sound
saying,
a bit chubby brown.
Like, it's just easy. Just stick to the classic recipe, I would say. There are so many different variations, aren't there?
Yeah, you don't want salted caramel.
You don't.
Or chilli chocolate hot cross bun.
I'd probably have it, but I would just...
Mint and juniper. But
yeah, exactly. It's enough.
Want a good old-fashioned British hot cross buns.
Although, when I went to get Easter eggs yesterday, all there was chocolate orange in my Sainsbury's. All the chocolate eggs were just chocolate orange.
You're dressed a bit like a chocolate orange. You've got a sort of rusty colour.
I've got my rusty cocoa orangey jumper on. Weird.
What's your favourite Easter treat?
Well, I've got a new idea this week. Thanks to...
Make it sound like it doesn't happen very often.
I got this year, really, I mean, this Easter.
Okay.
Marky the Sparky on Twitter mentioned this to me. Just out of the blue, he says, have you ever got... instead of like having hot chocolate...
Yeah.
Warm the milk up, right? Put it in a mug, warm it in the microwave, and then just stick a Cadbury's cream egg into the boiling hot milk, and it melts, and you stir it around, and then you've got a whole melted, with the Victorian goo in there, that melts. So it's sweet, it's chocolatey, and it's a new twist on hot chocolate that I'd never considered or tried before.
And you don't put the egg in and then microwave it all together. You have to microwave the milk first, add the egg, stir it up.
He didn't specify, he just said put the egg into hot milk.
Has anyone tried this?
Well, Marky the Sparky says it's amazing. And his kids love it, and it's changed his life. You know, I think
for the better.
For the better,
changed my life. She left me, and now I never see the kid. But text us on 8-12-15 if you have something like that. Well, first, if you tried it, I want to know if it's any good. But do you have like your own little Easter treat? Have you invented? Because you know what my mum does. She does hot cross buns, cutting it off, and then grated cheese and under the... Basically, cheese on toast on a hot cross bun.
Yes, I'd love to try that. I'm going to try
it. It's within your reach, Dyson.
Yes, that sounds like a great idea.
Yeah. What are your new Easter treats this year? Because it feels like, for some reason, this is an Easter of innovation.
It really does feel like that. There's a sense of change in the air.
It's like Easter X The Apprentice. It's like a mashup. What's the weirdest place you've put a Cadbury's cream egg?
Oh, dear.
Mick in Spalding says he puts it in a cup of tea and stirs it up.
Ooh.
So it's not far off your
it's a good idea.
Marky the Sparky.
Not quite as milky, I suppose, but I reckon it would work. It's worth a try.
You know what is nice is having the dairy milk, and then so you take a bite of the chocolate, and then you take a swig of tea while the chocolate's still in your mouth.
Yes.
It dissolves in your mouth.
Like the old classic, the people that use Kit Kat finger as a straw.
Oh, like suck it up through the thing?
That seems too messy.
Can't be bothered
too
with it.
Too messy.
It's all going to crumble.
Yeah, exactly.
Going to end up with just mucky fingers.
Yeah, whereas this... cream egg in a hot drink, stir, no mess.
Because people put them in brownies now, don't they? You get cream eggs in a cake.
Tray
cream
bakes,
eggs in a...
They're everywhere, aren't they? Ten a penny.
I do love them. I really hope, you know, when we often imagine what you're all doing as you're listening to this. I really hope people are stuffing their faces. Just having a good, indulgent weekend.
Have you meant to have opened your chocolate yet? Aren't you supposed to wait till Easter Sunday or something?
Yeah? I had a Should I be saying this? I had an Easter egg last week.
Oh dear.
Bought myself one.
How disappointing.
Ate it in one sitting.
Did you?
All the contents gone,
oh,
yeah.
Nice.
Didn't even bother to refrigerate it.
Oh, wow.
Cadbury's, you just can't beat it. You know, chocolate in your mouth is well, it's the best place for it.
Yeah, and the egg tastes better, doesn't it? Yeah.
Oh, the egg tastes so good.
It's better than normal chocolate.
Yeah, but let us know if you've innovated. You know what, for years, because I don't like eggs, mm. although I'm coming round to them. As a child, I wouldn't eat Cadbury's cream eggs because I thought they were like eggs. I remember in my teens having one and thinking, I've been a fool. And at that point, my whole life, and it really dawned on me, I thought, I've been an idiot my whole life.
Well, I think in terms of real eggs, I think the concept of eggs is quite off-putting if you think about them when you eat them, you know. What, do you not eat any type of egg? I didn't know this about you. This
getting
is a new
what,
revelation.
I don't tend to... They used to make me yip as a kid.
Oh, yeah.
And they
so
obviously
soft-boiled. Soft-boiled with soldiers.
No, not for me. Not for me.
Scrambled?
I would occasionally now, perhaps, have a fried egg on a breakfast.
Okay,
if I was to stay in a hotel, and it was either at Easter or Christmas, and I think, you know what?
But you'll have a hard yolk, will you? Or you, is it?
I'm not into it. I'd rather have it runny,
yeah. Yeah, oh, really?
I feel like I'm being held to account here. Like, I'm not a minister. What's going on?
I just never heard that.
It's
quite a revelation.
Quite a common thing. I hate mushrooms, and I will never change my mind on that, I'll tell you now.
Really?
They're disgusting.
You should do. You should give them a chance.
No.
They're so nice.
There's nothing good about them. They stink. The texture's foul.
The texture people don't like, I get that. But we just cook them with garlic and they're lovely. Everything's nice with garlic, isn't it? So, you know.
Cornflakes?
Not apart from cornflakes.
Quite a sorry tale here from Gavin Redding. He says, afternoon, chaps. Speaking of Easter eggs, I went shopping earlier to get my weekly groceries. And as I'm walking in, I think I'll get myself an Easter egg while I'm here. They had none. On Easter Saturday, no eggs were to be had.
Oh, dear.
It's always that tricky thing. Well, that's it. Do I get on board early, pay full price, but guarantee that chocolate, or do I wait till after Easter and, you know, buy it for a quid, 50p, whatever? Mm. But Gavin Redding,
it's
a cautionary tale.
It's a
big old gamble.
There. Be careful out there. Also, Greg in Hull has been in touch.
Greg.
He's not having any chocolate this Easter because he's going to a bottomless crisp party.
What?
Have you seen this? It's amazing. I think it's a restaurant or a pub that are doing it. You know, you have like a bottomless brunch where you go and drink as much Prosecco as you like.
Yeah, like in an hour and a half.
But this is a crisp party. It says the best 90 minutes of your life. Every Friday, they do
what
a
else
bottomless crisp party. $12.95, right? Bread, butter, and sauces included for butties. So you're making crisp sandwiches for 90 minutes and you're eating as many as
okay,
you like.
Okay, so how much does this cost?
$12.95.
That's not bad.
So they've got.
Oh, producer Liam doesn't like it.
Wait, see, I mean, I just wonder how many you're actually going to eat.
But also,
really?
What's the range of crisps?
They're saying, well, they've got a lot of logos on the poster: Skips, Wheat Crunchies, Space Raiders, Hula Hoops, Discos, Frazzles, Knickknacks, Pom Bear, Quavers, Walkers.
So spicy rings?
No, they don't mention spicy rings. Quite a niche one, that, I think.
But they're good, though.
They're very good, yeah. But I mean,
international flavours?
What a way to spend Easter. No international flavours.
Tato?
It seems very British.
Tato on there. Pombear?
No, Pombear. No, just Pombear. Pombear are on there. But,
okay.
Mainly
but you'd
British
like it.
Crisps.
British?
I just don't think...
Keep it
local? I do... What do you mean?
Well, you started the show by ranting about...
I ranted about...
International flavours.
International flavours of hot cross buns. But $12.95 for a load of crisps. Unless the booze is free as well...
I doubt it. That's not going to be booze.
I can't see that you're going to eat £13 worth of crisps in one sitting.
No, you're right. You'd have to buy... I mean, Space Raiders, what, 20p a bag?
Exactly.
You'd have to have, like, 400 bags.
Yeah.
Actually, I reckon I could do that. I reckon that's pretty good value.
And then the bread and the butter and the sauces.
But also, isn't it about being around the crisp community? It's that shared love of crisps.
Yes, I suppose. I like the idea of there being a crisp buffet, you know, like a sort of salad bar, but in each different bowl they've got, like, different flavours.
Oh, without pincers.
You've got, like, a scooper that you can put them into your plate. That sounds quite good.
That's a really good idea.
But yeah, no.
Is that
packets.
Just today, or is that all
that's
the time?
It's from the 31st of March to the 28th of April. That's
okay, so it's all of April.
Yeah, yeah.
Can we get up there?
I'd love to do the show from there. It'd be amazing, wouldn't it? From the crisp party.
So some people must have done it then. They've had a week to get stuck in.
If you've been
in
there, please get in touch.
You've got to
give
let
us
know
rundown of what it was like.
Now, all the 3 o'clock kickoffs obviously underway, including including Nottingham Forest away at Villa. Fingers crossed, please, for a Christmas or even an Easter miracle. Will Forest
really affected? Oh, no.
Will Forest come back from the dead in the Premier League?
8 minutes in, we still haven't conceded. So
come on, holding on for a 0-0 victory away at Aston Villa. But of course, in our glory hunters, we are supporting Leicester.
We're so back in Leicester.
Take me there. Take us all there.
Back in Leicester, the Suffolk coast and the Sizewell B power station just down the road. It's a lovely part of the world. Darren Eady is the manager of Leicester. Of course, he used to be a quite big name player. Was a full England international at one point in 97. Did you know he was part of the England squad that took part in Le Tournoi?
I did not. We
in
won
France,
that.
Yeah, he was a sub. He didn't play. He didn't get a full cap, but he was in the squad.
Fair dues.
Which makes it an interesting fact. And in March 2020, he was appointed joint manager of Leicester alongside Chris Wigger. Although Chris does most of the work, and that's what it says on Darren Eady's Wikipedia page. Oh. So Chris is doing the heavy lifting.
Oh, that's trolling.
Someone's trolling him, yeah.
Yeah, I think someone's trolling him.
Now, we're supporting Leicester once again because Nuneaton Borough, they were 1-1 at the end of last week's show.
Yes.
It was 1-1. Sorry, yes. Rushall Olympics.
The picks. Remember, we were in the programme.
Yeah, the passion for the picks. Yeah, of course.
Picks passion.
So many teams in this Southern Central League that I get them mixed up. So Rushall Olympic, it was 1-1. Leicester got a winner in the final minute, in the dying seconds of the game. So they won.
Tell me about Leicester.
So, okay, let me take you to Leicester. Yeah, we'll look
I did ask for that about 3
minutes. Some of the, it's just down the road from Sizewell B. You've got, let's look at some of, you've got a best kebab, everywhere's got
excellent,
a best kebab.
Excellent.
You've got La Vita Pizza Leicester.
Sounds good.
Which does pizzas. Yeah, it says it's a bistro, and yet it does a big pizza box full of kebab meat and chips.
Wow. Wow, I like love, a munchie
like,
box.
Yeah, like I love a munchie box. The rise of the munchie box is a great new thing, isn't it? And this bistro does a kebab meat and chips in a pizza box.
Oh, isn't that lovely?
Very nice. There's a Subway, obviously, as you'd imagine. Leicester's quite a small town.
As you'd imagine. First thought about Leicester was, bet it's got a Subway.
Of course it's got a Subway. And then there's Tasty Bites and Simply Delicious as you move on down the high street.
Okay, big news.
Whoever's involved in this, stop it, because you're ruining football for everybody.
We told you it was 1-0 to Brentford.
Oh, yes. The goal by Ivan Tony, the man who went to the hospital with his toes on his knee, has been
denied
by VAR. It's 0-0. So there are no goals in the Premier League, and we're backing Leicester. To recap, there we are.
So, to recap, we're backing Leicester. Yeah. Every game in the Premier League is 0-0, and we all now want kebab meat and chips.
Oh, yes, we do, don't we? Yeah.
Yeah. Good food, isn't it? Good, solid.
Yeah, don't dwell too much on what's in there. Just enjoy the taste.
Yeah, and also, once you've had enough, just bin it. You don't go back to it the following day.
Congeals, yeah, horrible. Yeah.
Ooh, congeals. Food that congeals. For it or against it? It's today's big debate. Are City playing today?
They're playing at 5:30, away at Southampton.
I wonder what's going to happen there. Yeah, but more to the point, I wonder if Kyle Walker will be playing, because he's been benched for... five of the last seven games, City's out of favour due to the system they're now playing.
Yeah.
And then it's not really a bench anymore, though, is it? It's individual seats.
Ah, such a good point, isn't it? Yeah, it's those sporty seats.
Fact, it's not been a bench for years.
No.
And we say hit the woodwork.
Yes. Yeah,
goalposts have been metal all
we
my
need
life.
We update our language, don't we, when it comes to football, certainly.
Yes. Mm. But do you have a bench?
Do I have a bench?
Yeah, have you got a bench in your garden?
Weirdly, I have got a bench. Have you? Well, it's more of a sort of
pew.
It is. It's a
church pew.
It's an antique church pew. We had it in the house before, and now it's gone into the garden. I just thought I've got a picture of it somewhere.
I'd like to see it.
It's like a nice. I quite like a bench. Yeah. Do you like a bench?
I find unless they're cushioned, they make my, they make me stiff. Can be quite sore to raise yourself up from.
Look, here's a picture of my bench that I took, because there's a bit of ivy going up the side of the bench.
That's a headstone, what are you talking
about?
But
it looks a bit scary. It's
why are you photographing me in the dark?
It's a church pew, so it does look a bit.
But that looks like a haunted graveyard. Is that your back garden?
That is my back garden.
Terrifying. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You've got the scariest house I've ever seen. It's like Amityville.
But that is
what's the matter with you?
No, it is quite scary, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like the Blair Witch Project in your back garden.
But I was just amazed by the ivy, one strip of ivy climbing up the side of my bench. I'll share it.
Thanks, please. We'll put that on socials. But text us on 8-12-15. Do you have a bench? Because I've never had one.
You've never had a bench?
Oh, damn it. What am I talking about? I've got a bench at my dining table. Like a seating bench.
Yes, yeah, yeah. They're quite good.
Yes, it's similar to, you know those benches that you'd use in PE?
Yeah.
At primary school? Yes. And then you'd sit on them for assembly.
Yeah, they were used for like gymnastics type stuff, weren't they? Yeah, yeah.
Very low level.
So you have to like sit on cushions to eat at your dinner table.
It's higher up than that, but it's that sort of. In fact, it doesn't look like that. Yeah, there's two weird sort of metal hinges at either end, didn't they?
Yes, they did. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I do have a bench. Damn it, but I don't think of it as a bench, but it is a bench.
I do like.
Turns out I've got a bench. What an Easter. Big goal in the relegation battle.
Yes, West Ham 1-0 up at Fulham. It is a Harrison Reid own goal. Sorry, not George Harrison. Harrison
Reid. That would be a heck of a story.
That would be amazing, wouldn't it? Harrison Reid own goal has put West Ham 1-0 up at Fulham. Very exciting. And big news for the Glory Hunters as well. Can we sound the special
Hunters on Rock and Roll Football?
They are 2-0 up already.
Wow.
Leicester against Barwell. 3 minutes in, Ben Foulkes gave him the lead. His 20th goal of the season. Foulkes is having an amazing season, isn't he? And also, Wyatt Hill's cross from the right, headed home by Will Davis for his 31st goal of this campaign.
My word.
That's amazing. Leicester are flying. It's great to be back on board with the guys in Suffolk.
It is, which means next week you'll be reading out stuff about the kebab shops of
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if you've been to a kebab shop in Leicester, do let us know. Someone must have been.
Please do, yeah, yeah.
You were talking earlier, Dyson, about vegetarian kebab.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This is a new development I saw, because I like to keep abreast of developments in the kebab world.
Mm.
And if you're not a meat eater, you can now get one that's like a big sort of elephant's foot of meat on a spinning spit. But it's not meat, it's cheese. It's the first ever cheese kebab.
So what is it? Halloumi or something?
It's like a Swiss cheese, but it can't
Swiss?
Be. It's not gooey Swiss, but it's obviously very similar to halloumi. But it's been designed specifically to work. So you shave it off. It's crispy. It's salty. It sounds amazing. It's making my mouth water. Just
I know you. I could actually. You were audibly wet in the mouth.
But imagine. I know. Yeah. Imagine that. Imagine that. It'd be so nice, wouldn't it?
It would. It would.
Shavings of cooked cheese. Oh, with chili sauce and mint yogurt.
Yeah, onion. Also, it would go really well with the salad because cheese, onion, tomato is a really good triumvirate of flavours. We know this already from buffets. And
wrap it all up in a pita slash naan bread and you're laughing, aren't you?
Yeah, put some like zigzag condiment on it.
You have to do that in this day and age.
The way the hipsters eat. Yeah. They cannot have condiments unless they are delivered zigzag.
Zigzag.
Do not give me condiments in a straight line. This is 2023, people.
That's not cool, okay? Yeah.
Do you have a bench? Text us on 8-12-15. Want to hear from people who've got benches in their houses or gardens. Yeah. I have a favourite bench in my local park.
Oh, dear. Is it a memorial bench? I love a memorial bench.
It is, yeah. There's like a row of them, but there's like an optimum place where you get enough of a view of the over the park, behind a tree,
and
you don't want the one near the bin because that's where all the wasps are.
And it stinks, yeah.
So there's like an optimum bench that's a newer one, so it's less decayed, and it's also further enough away from the bin and a good view of the park.
And you're always sat there, are you?
I sit there and I have... Not always sat there.
Wait, but sat there
busy
a lot,
man.
Yeah.
Don't remember you had to be some creep.
sat there drinking a cam in a brown paper bag, no.
I actually drink a coffee. I walk to my local park, I get a coffee, I sit on my favourite bench. Yeah.
Oh, so when you pass on, we'll put a memorial sign there. Matt Ford sat here and watched the world go by.
Yeah, I drank cans out of bags and wept. Fell asleep and got beat up. Oh, goal!
Oh, it's another big goal down the bottom. This is not good for us. Nunes has scored for Wolves. They're 1-0 up against... Not a great start for Frank Lampard either, really, is it? But Wolves 1-0 up against Chelsea.
I don't wish to be rude about people in football. I'm amazed that they've hired Frank Lampard again.
It's an insane appointment, isn't it?
It just seemed to be odd that they've... Like, that guy that it was rubbish, frankly.
Yeah,
Let's get him back.
Yeah, it was madness, isn't it?
You know that guy was rubbish when he managed us, then went on to other clubs and was rubbish there?
Why don't
we get him back?
Yeah, and it's shown that he's consistently rubbish. It's only for 10 games, but let's just give him a little run out, see if he'll see what
in
he can
any
do.
Other line of work.
It wouldn't happen.
Because that was true. If Chelsea was a garage and there'd been a mechanic there who, like, the exhaust kept falling off the cars and the brakes didn't work, and then they went to work for another garage and it happened, you wouldn't go,
no.
You know what? We need to get that guy back.
I don't know
back.
How he's getting away with it.
Get him back.
Kicking you into shape. It's the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
Cyril in Watford says, I've got a massive bench that I got from a church.
Oh, yes, nice.
It's got a lovely, sweet, churchy smell. It's made his kitchen smell like church.
Yes. Oh, that's nice. That's nice. Yeah, it's good that the old pews find a home. And then also Ryan says he has a customer who has an old church pew in their sitting room. And they don't use it as a sofa replacement, but it's there. And you're right, the smell is part of the attraction.
You couldn't use it as a sofa because the back is high and upright. You can't you can't get comfy on those things.
No,
they look great, but they're not comfy.
No amount of cushions and throws are going to save that, are they? It's a pew.
No, and they don't have adequate depth for the seating area for you to be able to, you know, sit in the fetal position and watch blockbuster films on your telly.
But basically, we found out that the UK doesn't own many benches. That's what we found out.
Turns out it's not as big a deal as I thought it might be.
But not so many benches.
I really thought it was going to catch fire, this bench chat. And it hasn't. I once, as you know, I did the Edinburgh Festival every year, and once
you did a whole routine about benches one year, didn't you?
I didn't know. But I stayed in a flat on my own for a month, and instead of a settee, it had a church pew. There was no television there.
Right.
But there was something on the mantelpiece.
Sounds bleak. Yeah.
Oh, it was bleak.
Yeah.
There was something on the mantelpiece. It was a big marble recreation of a gentleman's thing.
Oh, really?
And they'd left it there for the month. And I don't know whether it was left as an act of provocation or it was absent-minded. It was like a big green one.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
On the mantelpiece of this empty room with no
like a whacking great thing. Like a samurai sword, but, you know, a thing. Oh, yeah, I was like, what am I supposed to do with that?
Wow, weird.
There's no telly, so I might as well crack on. What are the half-time scores? Dyson.
Villa Forest is 0-0.
Come on!
It's encouraging for us down the bottom of the table. Some results aren't going as we'd like, though, it would appear. Wolves are 1-0 up against Chelsea at half-time. Frank Lampard's big return. Not going well. Bournemouth are 1-0 up at Leicester City. Managerless Foxes trailing to the Cherries. West Ham are 1-0 up at Fulham as well. So it's not looking particularly great for us as it is. Brentford have scored, though. We haven't done that goal yet, have we? We should have an air horn for that because Ivan Toney missed a penalty earlier on in the game. He then got another penalty and he scored it just before half-time. He slotted at home. Brentford are 1-0 up against Newcastle. And the other game that we haven't mentioned is Spurs-Brighton 1-1 at half-time.
Now, you mentioned the Foxes and the Cherries there.
Mm.
Often when it's animal on animal, like if it's Brighton against Leicester, it's the Seagulls against the Foxes. And
yes.
I think a Seagull would... No, maybe a Fox would. But Fox-Cherry, I was thinking, well, the Fox wins because it eats the Cherry, but if it's a wild berry, it may,
might
in the long
them.
Term, exactly, or at least give it a funny tummy.
Yeah, so they'll pay the price later.
Yeah. What do foxes eat? Bins, it seems, where I live. They love a bin bag.
They're scavengers, aren't they? They just survive from what we throw away.
But you think they're discerning? Do you think, oh, KFC, I'll have that over the cherries? Or do you think they think,
I suppose after a while they work out where to get the good stuff. You know, if you hang out by a chippy or something, you'll get some nice food there.
Yeah. Binley Mega Chippy.
Yeah.
Do you think it occurs to animals that, I've been having a lot of chips lately. I should have some greens.
Have I had my five a day?
Yeah. It must, on some level, they must.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose it makes them feel bad. If they have too much spicy food, they might feel rough and they go, I'm not going to eat a kebab again.
Because obviously foxes must smell whatever's in the bin.
Yeah,
it's not like they're going, oh, I love the smell of an empty tin.
Yes.
They think, oh, that smells like meat or spuds or whatever.
So they'll just, they must turn their nose up at something.
They've got to.
Yeah, say like, I won't have that. That's not for me.
I don't know. Well, any foxes are listening, they'll be going, they've got us absolutely banged to rights there. They really do understand the animal kingdom. It's always something we've been very keen to get right on this show, I think, understand our animal friends.
Are foxes picky? Yeah, that's the question.
What about your dog?
For you, as you know, Fred, well, Bertie's fine, but Fred will eat anything. But when if he even senses a fox is in the area, he goes wild, starts leaping around.
What? Because he wants to get at the fox.
He wants to get at the fox. He wants to smell the fox. He wants to fight the fox.
Wants to fight the fox.
So yeah, pretty much.
And would you back him against any fox?
I'd have to hold him. No, I wouldn't fancy that. I wouldn't.
You think a fox would beat him?
Fred's a small little dog. He's not up for the fight. No,
he's got small dog syndrome.
Yeah.
has he? Yeah, yapping. He's massive, oh no.
No.
For his own good.
Yes.
Restrain the beast.
Matt, and you. Rock and roll football.
I was all perky. We're going to talk about foxes eating berries. And this happened.
The villains have come out after the half-time break and have scored. Bertrand Traore has put Villa 1-0 up against Nottingham Forest.
It sort of feels somber, doesn't it?
It's not good, is it? It's not good.
I guess until Christ is risen, Easter is somber until then.
Exactly.
Forest are just playing their part. And actually, when I would go to church, they would cover the statues in purple, which is a kind of Villa colour, isn't it?
Right, OK. So this represents us going into the cave.
Period of mourning.
And hopefully we'll be reborn on the other side.
Not as a championship team, hopefully. The problem is with that goal, does that put us in the bottom three?
It doesn't look good. Don't look at the as it stands table, whatever you do. It's not nice.
I just looked at it. I don't like it. I don't like it. Make it stop.
Hide it.
So we were talking about foxes, and a few people have been in touch.
Yes, especially Michelle from Gravesend, who said, yes, foxes are definitely picky. She can confirm this. She says, we feed our foxes with our leftovers.
Should you do that?
I don't think you should. I think that's what they say. You shouldn't encourage them, really. But they leave.
Don't encourage them. Don't laugh at their jokes. Those foxes are not funny.
They give out their leftovers, and she says, no matter how they present it, ours will not touch salad, even if mixed in with kebab.
Hang on, she's giving the fox kebab?
Yeah, she's giving, like, leftover, say, doner with a...
But is it doner or is it shish? Because that is different.
She's. But obviously the fox would go through, pick the meat out, but leave the tomato, onions and
when
lettuce.
You say pick the meat out, it sounds like he's doing it with his paws rather than just nosing it about.
It doesn't matter how they present it. I wonder if she's tried, like, doing the zigzag of mint yogurt over the top of it. Or
I wonder if they've figured out how hot it likes it.
Yes, what sort makes it nice and spicy. Shall we get for the foxes?
Loves the Diavolo, this one. Ooh, can't get enough of jalapenos, that thing. I pay for it in the morning. But do let us know if you... I don't think you should feed foxes, I think.
No. Especially in London. They're very cocky, the foxes in London, aren't they? More than anywhere else.
They are.
Very confident.
I mean, every animal in London.
Overconfident.
The squirrels, the pigeons, the vermin in this city is so cocky.
Right up in your face, aren't they? Yeah, they're not scared of humans in any way.
Yeah, they're always banging on about how much their set cost. Yeah. I can't even get any fit me in the vixens in there. Oh, you should have seen the one I could have got in Newcastle, Gav. Nah. Anna's been in touch. She says, ooh, Matt.
Ooh.
I'm not sure which one of us that's aimed at. I leave a feast for my fox every night.
Ooh.
And last night there was a load of salad mixed in with a jacket potato, and I can confirm he took the little plastic tray full of salad.
Oh.
Sounds like she's giving it in one of those, prison trays.
Laid it all out.
Yeah, but it's with the little compartments that you get your school dinner in.
Yeah, so maybe that helps them be less picky.
One of those little lemon wipes you get at KFC. Imagine the fox just dabbing down its whiskers.
Like to have a fresh wipe afterwards, to keep themselves clean. Yeah.
Pairing menu.
Yes.
Or half a tin of dog meat with some flat Lucozade.
So it's mixed reviews about foxes being picky, then. It seems like...
Maybe like humans, they're different.
Yes.
Each one is unique.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
Some foxes like salad and some don't.
Yeah, wow, interesting.
I think if I was a fox, I'd have salad.
Yes, I think you'd need to. Whenever you could get salad, you'd take that opportunity, wouldn't you?
But just for your immune system, especially if you're vermin, you get mange and stuff, you're sleeping outdoors.
Streets. Yeah, you need to have as much vitamins as you can get.
If you were an animal, what animal would you be?
aside from the sloth, I'd probably be an ape.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like a dangerous one.
Yeah, yeah, like a big... I'd just like to thump my chest, you know, like that.
That sounds great. Yeah. Do that again. God, the resonance on your chest cavity is unlike anything I've ever heard.
Yeah, wow. Yeah,
but you've hurt yourself doing that.
I have. I'm injured.
You've got ape strength.
What about you? What animal would you be?
Oh, I think I'd be a Labrador or a King Charles Spaniel.
Oh, cuddly little
lazy dog,
lap dog.
Sit me in a living room with the heating on and Sky Sports. I'll just sit there.
Sleep all day, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, dozy little thing, slightly inbred.
Better choice, actually, yeah.
Yeah, one sort of bongy eye, an overbite, tongue lolling out. You'd have to poke your tongue back in your mouth.
Sound like my Bertie, my little Bertie.
Is he inbred, is he? Now, Anna says she's tagged Matt Dyson on Twitter with a photo of him turning up. She says, I use empty ready meal trays. It's a way to recycle, I guess.
Empty ready meal trays, right? Yeah, good idea. Yeah, because you know it's not going to be that fussed about what's been in the ready meal tray.
You said empty ready meal trays, then, like they were a band.
Yeah, they're in session with Daniel Perry this
Sunday
night.
Yeah, this is Fox's Dinner by Empty Ready Meal Trays. Oh.
Danny Welbeck has scored for Brighton. They're now 2-1 up at Tottenham Hotspur.
Michelle has been in touch. She said, we purposefully get mange medication for foxes in our area, which we mix in with the food we give them.
Oh, wow. How did we get onto that? I don't know how we got onto
that. Adding some vitamin D as well. Crunching some synatogen.
Very generous. And Anna has sent us a picture of the food that she gives her foxes.
And?
Pretty big trays full of food.
And big trays, and what does she feed her foxes?
big trays. One tray has bread and chicken gravy, and the other has a salad and jacket potato. They took the bread one first, then came back for the next one. So they are picky. They are picky.
They're eating better than children in that area.
They are, yes.
Pickle trays and kimchi and condiments, crudité.
They've got lovely sides, haven't they? Yeah, amazing. Wow.
I can't believe... I mean, good on people for looking after animals, but... I mean, I wonder if local councils would say, don't feed vermin unless it's a really good meal, and then, in a way, fair play.
Yeah. Kicking you into shape. It's the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
The Seance of the Living on Rock and Roll Football. Send us your questions and Matt Dyson will summon a spirit through the void to answer them.
Okay, focus, everyone, focus. And so we can channel the other side, but the other side that is still amongst us, that walk amongst us in the Seance of the Living. And after we discussed hot chocolate with a whole cream egg in it earlier on the show, Sarah's been in touch and says she wants to know how Noel Gallagher eats his cream egg, that is.
We're getting there, we're getting there. Right, I mean, I remember, right? I mean, in the 90s, everyone was doing cream eggs, right? Everyone was on them, right? And it was fine. Now, times change, and I get that. I still have a cream egg from time to time, by the way. So does our kid. I know that for a fact. And, of course, back then, you know, the big question was, how do you eat yours, right? Now, I used to have this for sandwiches, you know. The first bite is crucial. I actually got my first cream egg from Johnny Marr.
Of course.
And he got that off Paul McCartney, by the way. I know that for a fact. But I would always bite the top off and suck it out.
Oh,
right? Yeah. Wow. I never told this anyone, by the way. I would use my tongue like a spoon and totally hollow it out and leave an empty egg. And I got so good at this, I could... I don't think nibble's the right word, but certainly bite off a hole that was, you know, small hole, and I would suck the goo out, right? And then I would rewrap it, leave it in the fridge for our kid. Now, you know, he's in a bad mood on the best of days. And I remember him saying to me... I told him, by the way, I said, if you find a hollow cream egg... It's 100 grand, right? It comes down mine. He said, you're not going to believe this. I just found six. They owe me 600 grand. Gets on the phone to the cream egg people, right? He's going, oh, you owe me 600 grand. I said, firstly, they don't. You haven't seen the posters. I said, no one is doing this, right? I said, I sucked them out and you've eaten, you know, effectively an empty cream egg that I've had my tongue all around. And that was backstage at Palace in 2009. I haven't seen him since.
You're listening to the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
Dyson. Oh, no, 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 no. No, no, no.
Oh, no. We're now losing 2-0. No.
Oh.
And all the other games are finishing, like, and Wolves have beaten Chelsea. And what the hell is going on when Wolves beat Chelsea? Thank you, Frank Lampard.
Oh, I feel so
Bournemouth
sad.
Winning 1-0 at Leicester.
This is the worst Easter I've ever had.
This is a real... This is a horrible Easter. Ollie Watkins has scored. He scores every game at the moment, doesn't he? 5 minutes into injury time, he scored. What's the point?
Oh, well, anyway, let's focus on the positives. What are people having for their dinner? Jeffrey in the Ribble Valley says, I'll be having two pies.
Oh,
doesn't say what they are.
Good. Non-specific. Why not?
I'm guessing that they're different fillings from the way that he said it.
Yes. Surely.
Yeah. Susie in Watford says, I'll be having chips. Just a plate of chips. You know, sometimes just chips and salt and vinegar is the best thing.
Yeah.
No sides.
No condiments needed sometimes. Yeah, you're right. A lot of people saying they're going to have a hot cross bun with cheese on it under the grill, like your mother suggested. It was a very good idea.
It is a very good idea.
I'm going to be having some dal, tarka dal.
What?
Yeah, Katie's been making it all day. It looks very nice. With some other accompaniments. And then Jack says he's heading to the bottomless crisp buffet in Hull.
No way.
And he's going to sneak in some Transformer snacks.
What a waste of money.
He's going to, because they don't have them, so he's going to take his own.
Yeah, but you don't. It'd be like going to a bottomless brunch and taking a bottle.
But yeah, if they ain't got the crisps you want, you know. In fact, just don't go, Jack.
Yeah, I mean, that would be the easier option.
Stay at home and eat crisps and watch Match of the Day.
What are the other final scores, Dyson?
Well, there we go. The final
craning his neck to look at Sky Sports. A peek behind the curtain.
Newcastle have beaten Brentford 2-1. Isak with the crucial goal in that one. Yeah, so Forest have lost 2-0 at Aston Villa.
How about Leicester? How are they doing?
Leicester have won 2-0. One
excellent.
Positive.
There
one positive
go.
For the glory.
There you go.
They've beaten Barwell 2-0, so they live to fight another day. Tottenham have beaten Brighton 2-1. Bournemouth winning 1-0 at Leicester. West Ham winning 1-0 at Fulham.
Dave says he's having chicken chow mein tonight.
Oh, good choice.
No one said, like, any Easter, but, well, I guess the hot cross buns, but...
No, yeah.
Too late for a roast dinner?
Certainly give us try the hot milk with the Easter egg, the cream egg inside milk.
So, and just talk to that again. You microwave the milk, you drop a cream egg in, you stir it, you eat
it. You eat it, you drink it, you guzzle it. I think you guzzle it.
Guzzle the goo.
Yeah. Hashtag
man.
Guzzle the goo.
Rock and roll football. Podcast done.
Well, those foxes, eh?
Well, yeah. We've found a lot about them today, haven't we?
We have. And they're eating better than most humans, it turns out.
Yeah, it doesn't seem right. The world's not right, is it?
Gone the other way.
Yeah.
Tell you what, idea for a dystopian film, Planet of the Foxes.
Oh, yeah.
Where's that Planet of the Apes?
Yeah.
But with foxes.
They take over.
Yeah, they just eat really well. And then we're in the gardens, and they're throwing us their leftovers.
Scraps hanging around by fox bins. Just to see what we can get, yeah.
And then at the end... it's not the Statue of Liberty, is it? What would it be? The Shard.
The Shard, or Nelson's Column.
Nelson's Column.
Out of the sand.
Yeah, it'd be full of tinned dog food. Yeah. We'd go, damn you all to hell.
Damn
and then the air horn would sound.
Goddamn dirty fox.
There'd be two foxes. There'd be two foxes hosting the show.
Oh, yeah, they will, yeah.
Just going... Just
someone
hissing.
Say they'd do a better job, eh, Claudia?
But actually, they would.
Thank
See you next time.
Bye.